This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Markets wait for Wyoming. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Later this morning, we will hear from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. He's kicking off the first full day of the Fed's Economic Policy Symposium in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. It is a conference that offers a look at the big picture issues in economics the Federal Reserve is thinking about, and Powell's speech could move markets like it did last year. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
The theme at Jackson Hole this year is structural shifts in the global economy, with discussions on how the pandemic and central banks' response to it change the economy. Investors will weigh every word of Powell's speech this morning, looking for clues on whether the Fed will keep raising interest rates when it meets next month. Powell spooked investors with his speech last year. He warned of higher interest rates and pain. Fed watchers aren't predicting such strong signals from Powell this year. The inflation rate has been falling, but don't expect Powell to take a victory lap. Instead, he's expected to talk about how the Fed's inflation fight isn't over. The central bank raises rates to make it harder to borrow and spend in an effort to cool the economy. Powell is expected to say the Fed will be data dependent as it weighs its next move. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, one of Powell's favorite inflation gauges, comes out this Thursday, and the Labor Department is scheduled to release the August unemployment rate a week from today. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
The European Union's Digital Services Act comes into force today, and some of the world's tech giants like Google, Facebook, and TikTok will be directly affected. They'll be hit with brand new rules on content moderation, user privacy, transparency. The BBC's Alex Bell has more.
The new rules are aimed at big players including Facebook, Instagram, Apple's App Store and TikTok, which have all been told to shield users from dangerous content and be more open about privacy and data. For now, only platforms with more than 45 million users are being asked to make changes, but from early 2024, the rules will apply to all operating in Europe. Non-compliance could cost operators up to 6% of global turnover, with repeat offenders facing a ban from European markets altogether. While some have embraced the changes, others, including Amazon, have disagreed with how the rules are being applied. It comes at a time of increased scrutiny on online platforms, with mounting pressure on companies to keep their users safe. I'm the BBC's Alex Bell for Marketplace.
All right, let's do the numbers. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up in the 0.1% to 0.3% range, with the Dow future up 107 points. The yield on the 10-year Treasury is 4.239%. Maui County is suing utility Hawaiian Electric. It's accusing the company of failing to shut down its power lines and causing deadly wildfires that the county says were preventable. The power company says it needed to keep the electricity on to power water pumps and medical equipment. The Maui fires took the lives of 115 people and caused an estimated $5.5 billion in damages.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. when you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Last week, U.S. oil and gas producer Occidental Petroleum said it would pay more than $1 billion for a company that works on capturing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. This technology is called direct air capture, and it is seen as a promising solution for fighting climate change by both U.S. government and industry. For more on this, we've got Vijay Vaithiswaran, Global Energy and Climate Innovation Editor at The Economist magazine. Hi, Vijay.
Hi there. Nice to be with you again.
Same. So just to start, can you briefly explain how this technology works? So it's like a vacuum cleaner, basically, that just sucks carbon out of the air?
You know, that's actually as good a description as anyone's come up for it. In effect, the carbon dioxide that's in the air is very dispersed. It's hard to capture, but we've come up with a few technologies that can suck it out of the air using chemicals, and then you can store it in the ground permanently, which would be the ideal solution. Or maybe you can use it to make fizzy drinks or other industrial purposes.
So the firm that Occidental is acquiring is called Carbon Engineering. And apparently you actually visited one of their pilot projects some time back. What did that look like?
Yeah, Carbon Engineering is a really interesting company. It's backed by Bill Gates and has been for a while. I've been tracking this for over 15 years. And I went up to a place outside of Vancouver where they have a pilot plant that they've been working on for a number of years. Based on that, they were able to get a $1 billion project approval in which Occidental, the big American oil company in which Warren Buffett has an investment, has decided to support them scaling this up in Texas. That's the launch of a project that I attended in a place called No Trees, Texas, in the Permian Basin where America's oil patch is.
Can you give us a sense of the scale of investment both by the federal government and the private sector into this particular technology?
Yeah. First, just to give a sense of perspective here, this is one tool in the toolkit. Nobody suggests that direct air capture will solve our climate change problem, and it's ridiculous to think that. On the other hand, the UN scientific experts at the Intergovernmental Panel, IPCC, they argue that we need negative emissions technologies by 2050 if we're going to deal with this century's climate problems. A couple of streams of revenue have come into this. One of them, of course, is startup capital, but we have big money coming in from the oil industry. But the U.S. government has just given a massive grant, $1.2 billion for specifically this topic. So real money going into pilot phase projects that are ready to scale up to commercial level.
This technology has gotten some criticism. Environmentalists who criticize Occidental and other oil companies for investing in this, basically saying it's just an excuse for them to keep on pumping oil. Are those fair?
It's only right to be skeptical when an oil company says, hey, we're going to do this nice thing and so we can keep pumping oil, by all means. However, the problem we have with climate change is so enormous that just having lots more windmills and Teslas might make us feel good, but it isn't enough to solve the problem. And so I think there's proper scientific ground to say, whoever wants to invest in this, let's welcome the investment.
Vijay Vaithiswaran is Global Energy and Climate Innovation Editor at The Economist magazine. Vijay, thank you so much.
It's been a great pleasure.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, Well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.